Supervisor David Rabbit is here. Now I'm correct, yes?
Yes. Hi.
Okay, so sorry about that, Supervisor Rabbit.
No problem.
I jumped ahead of myself for a second. This is recovery of a different sort, and if there's anybody that has not experienced the crowded state of Highway 101, then you must be living in a cave. So tonight on TAP is the Highway 101 Forum that you are a big part of, along with Senator Bill Dodd and also Senator Mike McGuire. And this is happening in Petaluma tonight, right?
It's happening in Petaluma tonight at the Veterans Auditorium, and look forward to giving people an update. There's a lot of things happening in transportation this last year and ongoing with the Senate Bill 1 that was passed and maybe repealed. There's the Regional Measure 3, which is the toll increases in the dollars for the first time ever coming to Sonoma County. So there's some opportunities to get some stuff done, which is wonderful. At the same time, we have some vulnerabilities still. So it's very interesting times.
This is a subject, Supervisor Rabbit, it seems like we've been talking about since cars were created, or at least Highway 101 was created, particularly between Petaluma and Novato. Is there any chance, and you talked about the repeal, but is there any chance that some of the gas tax money that we are paying, that 12 cents a gallon, could come and support this project?
Oh, yeah. No, definitely. And actually, we feel cautiously optimistic. There are 13 projects that are coming to the California Transportation Commission next month, and ours is one of them, the Sonoma Marin Narrows, the section for the Petaluma Gap, as we call it, from the river up until Old Redwood. That's about an $85 million project. We figured out a way to cobble together all different sources of funds. We're asking for half of that. The other half will come from our local sources of funds that, like I said, we cobble together. Whether or not the overall ask to the commission is about $1 billion, and they don't have that.
Yeah.
So we hope to be on the right side of that. We have a good argument to make. This is the last piece in Sonoma County. When we fund this piece and construct this piece through Petaluma, we will have finished in Sonoma County our Narrows project. That doesn't mean it's not done on the Marin side, but we're making headway there too, working with Marin County. And I can tell you, once we get our section done in Petaluma, we are going to be Marin County's biggest advocates, going to all sorts of places to get any kind of dollars to make sure that they can get their piece going forward as well.
Yeah, just as important, sure.
Yeah, RM3 has $120 million that would be split evenly. And, that would go a long, long ways, because their figure is about the same as well, about $85 million. So you can imagine $60 million is going to make a huge dent, and then the local dollars can make up the difference.
And how long-term of a project, Supervisor Rabbit, is this when you're talking about the actual, beginning to end of it?
Well, and that's, it's kind of the gift to the civil engineering contractors out there. It seems like the freeway's been under construction for an awful long time, and it has been. But in the big picture, it needs to get done. The only way that you can do it is in these segments. You bite off smaller pieces that you could fund, put out to contract, and get underway. There's another contract that's going to be let shortly for what we call B2 Phase 2, which is a short period, about a mile stretch, between the San Antonio Creek bridge curve correction and the Petaluma River, and that's going to allow about 6 miles of HOV lanes to open up. That's a great project because for 1 mile of construction, you get six miles of HOV lanes because if you didn't have that mile in the middle, it's too short of a segment to open up otherwise. So even though the pieces down there are being built with 3 lanes on each side, the third lane won't open until that middle section is built. So we've got that funded, worked hard to make sure we secure those dollars, and that's going forward. Timing, ideally all this would have happened many years ago.
Sure.
And the truth of the matter is, we have our local measure, Measure M, which is a quarter-cent sales tax for transportation projects, which means you're a self-help county. The reality is, in California, in the Bay Area at least, I'm in Sacramento trying to get to the Capitol.
All right, be careful out there.
In the Bay Area, we are the only county that is at a quarter cent. Everyone else is at a half cent or more. So, you know, and I know there's lots of history in terms of how Measure M was passed, and thank God we have it. One measure went forward, did not pass, and then the polling said a quarter cent would pass, but not a half. Had we had a half, we probably had a finished freeway by now.
Yeah.
So part of it is our own making. We have to be a little more patient and keep going forward.
This is just another circumstance, it sounds like, where local leadership and local dollars are exactly what's going to make the difference. It's not waiting for anybody else to, you know, say, come along and say, hey, listen, we've got some money for you. Why don't you do this with it? This is about taking matters into your own hands and our state senator's own hands.
Right. There is no, at the state level and at the federal level, they cannot give you all the dollars you need to get these projects done. You have to match it at the local level. And in fact, if you do match it at the local level, many times you are going to be that much more competitive. And, you know, Suzanne Smith and the Sonoma County Transportation Authority do an excellent job in doing that. Always have. We've got shovel red, you know, the Petaluma River Bridge project was not destined to go forward, except that we were at a place through our own dollars that we had the design and everything ready to go. And when the dollars became available, we jumped on it, we got it, we leveraged those dollars, we got the bridge built. And it's things like that that we need to continue to do going forward. But yeah, without the local dollars, it doesn't happen.
And David, one more note, and I know obviously you were at the 7-hour meeting yesterday with the Board of Supervisors and many, many others. What is your, or what are your takeaways from that meeting yesterday?
Oh, there's a whole bunch of them, but I think the reaction to the OES report, I think that, you know, statewide we have some issues as well in terms of, and I know Senator McGuire, Senator Dodd are going to be working on these issues of coordinating training, coordinating protocols. You don't want to be on your own, and there's 58 counties that probably all have different protocols in terms of how they go about alerting. We need to over-alert, not under-alert. We need to make sure that the what I call the bunker mentality of our emergency operations center is fixed. It is from an era from the 50s, I think, and I understand in theory why it was set up that way, but in today's day and age,
yep, it's a brand new day,
and we need to make sure that we are doing everything possible to bring that forward. I think that I'm a fan of bringing the operations center over into the sheriff's department, we have to work on that structure. Going forward, we have to work on all the different resiliency pieces. I think we heard from some great people yesterday in terms of all the opportunities that are out there. There's nothing like a disaster. I think it's true in any case. Nothing like a disaster to kind of really expose the vulnerabilities, but there's nothing like knowing your vulnerabilities to make you that much stronger.
Yep, that's
so
the hope.
We need to take advantage of that, make sure that we continue to really, you know, capitalize on this situation and come out of it much, much stronger. And I'm confident we will. It's painful to go through it, but
it's a must.
Valuable.
It's a must.
Yeah, totally valuable.
Well, Supervisor Abbott, thank you for your thoughts on that. And the work tonight, Petaluma Vets Building at 6:30 for the Highway 101 Forum. Thanks so much for being here with us this morning.
Thank you, Pat. Take care.
That is Supervisor David Rabbit talking about the meeting tonight about that very important part of Highway 101.